person, and maybe just clarifications in my own head. And eighth pair, because this will be the last one. Position. The Yuches Aleph, the din, yeah, the din of Michael Behema. That Michael Behema has Kedusha Shvius, and it has this interesting compromise that normally we know that the Peir Shvius you can't use the Malugma. That's the Gemara Masechta Sukkah that we learned. As the mission says, "Kol Kol Mishis Kol Miuchal Meichel and Esun Lugm Al Adam Etzarach Lo Behema." Kol Shein Miuchal Meichel Adam Hosam Lugm Al Adam Avlo Le Behema. So Meichel Behema, you're allowed to use a Lugm Al Adam, but not for Meichel Behema. So not for Lugm, sorry, not for Lugm for Behema. So there are limitations what you can do with it. It's not that the rules of Dumya Dil Achla are entirely, or at least lemaisa, unless that's a chumra d'rabban of some sort. Or present the question another way: it's l'chora. The form we had it's manafshach. If it has a dinam of achla, so then it should be also l'lokal adam. If you tell me it's even though it's kusha shvius, it's excluded from the need to have dinam of achla, fine. But then it should be also l'lokal behema too. Somehow or another. Again, the Yerushalmi has psukim for this, but the rabbis ochrim mashosam lug mal adam. But for some reason, the assumption of the Yerushalmi is that it's only riboyim lug mal adam, and not the behemah. So it's sort of beer exactly again. Where this fits, I said, I will point out a few following. I saw cited, and since I know the Pasa Shulchan here, I'm only in second hand. The cook quotes the Pasa Shulchan, the following Kiddush. He wants to know, can you use Ochle, the Michael Behema for Kibbutz? So the Rambam in Parakei Halacha Yud says that mini kavosim, we discussed one of the other chaburim is the mini kavosim, kibusim, from Boris Isle, the Amaz is Chiddush, that they have Kedusha Shvius, but they are not limited by the dinim of Dumid of Achla, and therefore you can use them for Kvisa. By those things that Kedusha Shvius that aren't Ochlim, so then you can, or there aren't Ochlim, there aren't Peiro Shvius, whatever you want to call them, so those things are Bechal Chem Chol Tzorchechem. So how about Michael Behem? Where's Michael Behem into this? Can you use it for Kvisa? So he doesn't talk about Michael Behem, but he says when it comes to me in Kibbutzim, to the fasting Kiddush. He says the only reason this is mutter, but I just see the Pasuk Shulchan said. So what I just said is what the Kesef Mishnah says, basically. That Yeshua Mishlo Amu Kenal Peperus the Shayach Lachla Mini Kavisos the Rosh Shayach Lachla Shab Misrabu Milchem Afbi Shanasim Biurim Enam Shab. Fine. So Pasuk Shulchan says the following. Apparently, V'yesh Omer, of course, quoting the Pasuk Shulchan, Shadin Shal Tzorach Anos B'yun Shavu Noe Gamkem Chol Mashu Peiro Shvius Afilu Mashu Omei L'Mishro L'Kvisa L'Shar Tzorach El Mashu Mutter L'Chabes Mini Kibusim Halalu Kigon Haboris Al Kiosim V'Osu L'Chabes B'Yayin U'Bisharin Peiro Shvius U'Mishum Zedavka V'Dover Omei L'Achila Im Osim Enu Kvisa Ozbo Hanoch Hano Achar Habir Shetekev Shunasem Mo'u Se'in Oray L'Achila Hu Misbo'er interesting chat. He says there's no two levels. He says that there is a that everything has this din of Ola Kvisa, which I guess we mean Kolshik and Michael Behemot has this din of Ola Kvisa. Of course that's true. We'll see if that's 100% Mokhuk. Even for a kvisa for Adam, right? It should be. He asked the question: should Michael Behema have? Which is open question. Should Michael Behema be allowed to do matzav of kibus la'adam? If you like to look la'adam, can you kibus la'adam? So I say, yeah. I guess I'm not sure. It's a little unclear how to define, but why not? So Yesh Arimim says the no that this whole din and again, Sarachi, I don't know how you say Michael Behemo this, but that this whole din of Hanaf and Berun Shaveh also applies to all things, applies to Mini Kibbutzim also. Why do I do Kvisa with it? Because the only reason why Kvisa is not Achab Euro is because since the Iker Hanav the Chayfetz is an Oichel. So once I put it in and start using it as a detergent, it's Nifsa Milius Oichel. And I know it doesn't come till later. But if the whole Chavtza is only function is as a Mechabes, so then as in this buyer, the detergent as in this buyer is Yunana from it. So it's an Asim Biro and Shavu. So Meila, it's good for Kvisa. It wouldn't be good for Malugma. Right? So I look Ara Lafiza Tsarhi and then Michael Payman certainly that should apply to. So why is Michael Payman mutter from Malugma? Then I don't know. Unless he's talking about Kvisa and Afra, then who else use Kvisa for? Tsarhi, but I guess I have to look at Basel Shulchan more carefully. Let me first see what he says, this side, and then I'll try. I'm just trying to put things together. I didn't present that so clearly. Before me, I tell you, Rambam, it seems like there are two daggers. There are, and Michael Bain is somewhere in between. There is real Michael, which you can use, you have to use Lola, anything, or Lugo, or Pusa, any of these things. You can only use it for Dumma Zul Achel. Hanah, Spursa, Shava, or normal Hana, or whatever you define. According to Rambam, it sounds like some sudden beer and Shava. Then you have Mini Kibbutzim that you can use for Kvisa. Then you have Michael Bain, which is you can use for Malugma only bones of Achel. The Pasuk Shulchan says even Mini Kibbutzim, it's not true that the rule. What? Okay. Yeah, it's against.
The Rishonim discuss Hanasim Yirun Shavu Lagabe Kvisa, whether it's the Levisha or the Chavta of
Kibbutz. Right, for the Rishonim. So the Rishonim for Levisha, that doesn't work. Correct. For Rishonim said Levisha, that's Rashi, says that one place, right?
Rashi against the Rechvar, Sistir and Rashi, Bokam.
Right, so I forgot which one, where Rashi says it. One of the places Rashi says it's because of the Levisha. So Fida doesn't work. In a Chanami. But Rashi never holds, doesn't have this Mini Kibbutzim altogether. It means Rashi never has Kusha Shvius on Mini Kibbutz. The Rambam has this funny, has this new concept of Kusha Shvius on a Mini Kibbutz, which we explained last time. It's probably the Rambam's whole Mahalach that he brought Kusha Shvius. Rashi holds if it's Kibbutz.
Not according to this.
No, right. He's not. He's burning beyond Michael Oth and Michael Bhema. No, he's still burning. No, but he's not making two categories.
Yeah, but if you want to fit the Rambam, he would also have to say.
But according to this, Rashi could have also agreed, you're saying.
Yeah.
Lefi zeh Rashi, yes, I agree, agreed, that's true. Lefi zeh Rashi theoretically could have also agreed. Yeah, nechen amin. So then it should come out that it's, nope, but circular. Meaning, Lefi, if you think, Lefi Rashi, if the Hanah is only the Levisha, it also wouldn't have Kedusha Shvius. Right, the Ram has such a thing called. You know, he's bothering. Ram has Kedusha Shvius for Mini Kibbutzim. Yes. Ram has Kedusha Shvius for Mini Kibbutzim. So again, instead of saying what sounds like Ram, that there was two dargas, which is it sounds like Ram, but it's mechudeshtik and conceptually, so that was really one darga. The dargas you always need. All the halachas are always the same. You always need an Asam Yerushalayim. It happens to be biur of something that's only the kibbutz is different than the biur of a Michael. That's what the question is, and therefore in a chinami, he says if you know for sure a mini dover or a detergent, that's the way it works is it's this buyer before it has any impact, however different, I don't know, whatever kind of kvisa works, the attack, you won't be able to use it for kvisa. That's what he quotes from the Basel Shul.
That's something I guess Basel Shul is trying to answer to you in the Rambam
basically.
So it's just time on the show.
Right. So again, the Kesem Mishnah is not that way. Because you point out the Kesem Mishnah is not this way. You're right. Yeah, I marked it off. Thank you. It's rear in my crocus. So the question is, what I'm a little confused about then is the following. At least the conclusion he draws, which isn't as far as the conclusion. He doesn't. Mark Krukas is bothered by the question: how could you have, if it's how could you have Kedusha Shvius on something that isn't only for one of the things you can use Kedusha Shvius for? What follows, the quotes from the Pasuk Shulchan that follows, is therefore in a chlamy. Sometimes it will be also to keep us with it, even with Mini Kibbutzim, theoretically. If it did in a way that wasn't on a Berson Shabbat. What I'm just trying to figure out then is. Right, L'chayra. What I'm just trying to figure out then is that Michael Behema is from Malugma. So it's not an Asriyos and Shabbat, but still Motzer from Malugma La'adim. That's just a Mishnah. That there are such things that for Tzorech Adam at least doesn't require. It's something that's not Michael Adam, and you're using the Tzorech Adam, doesn't require an Asriyos and Shabbat. Isn't that before Shem Michael Behema?
The
Gemara says it isn't.
You eat it.
Meaning has a drasha ma'af as mishava, but doesn't only with nismay. The reason the Rambam puts them all together, but you're saying it would only be nismay from the din of normal hana. So you want to say it's a sfeidin. The lagabe the din of there's two separate exclusions from the din of lachol. There's the exclusion of. I mean, it's clear that sometimes I'm holding. Even the Rambam who holds. Anasim Rishava still has the two separate exclusions. One has the exclusion of Anasim Rishava. Ram doesn't tell you any svar. So there's the still exclusion of Anasim Rishava, that excludes Klusa. And then there's the exclusion of Malugma, which is not a Rishava Shava, rather it's the mute of what? Of in Hana Regula. And within that, you'll have to say there's still categories. So there's certain Macholim that don't have that in the block. If it's a Chad. I guess so. Possibly. You know, maybe, yeah, that would answer my question. But is it, again, what are you saying? You see that Michael Behema has a din limits. Lance of Sarach Adam doesn't have this limitation of Lachla, in which case, Kavisa shouldn't be better than Michael Behema. So at least if you mean Mechabes of Sarach Adam, which I assume usually what we're doing, well, most things are Mechabes of Sarach Adam, then it shouldn't have the din of shouldn't have this limitation. So one of two things. So either you say what Stephen's saying, that there's. That there's different kinds of mutum.
You're saying it's not a problem of l'achla. This is included in l'achla, or l'achla doesn't apply to Michael Behem.
That's the problem. It sounds like l'achla does apply to Michael Behem, but just not once a Tzorech Adam. At least once Tzorech Adam doesn't apply.
It's a kiyum of l'achla.
Somehow, or it's more important than l'achla, or it's so chashav so you that it's that doesn't that it's. It overrides any the something. I'm unclear. You're going to be Shambhas Sefer Drasha for it because you went to say such a thing. It's a mute in L'Achla to some extent. Right. So it's a mute extent. That's what like, Rosh Hashanah sounds. It's somehow mute in L'Achla.
Isn't
No, they agree with the din. The question is how they want to
agree. Right. They both agreed. They both. No. Yeah, they both agree with Lone's exclusion. Right. So, or unless you think that Malugma L'Adam is different than Krisa L'Adam, maybe. But for some reason, the other alternative is to say not that Malugma is different than Krisa, but the relationship of Malugma L'Adam is more significant than Krisa L'Adam, because Malugma you're consuming it, so it's more like Michael, so it's more Chasha maybe in Echanami, that you couldn't use. That's the question. Could you use Michael Lehman for Krisa L'Adam or for leave it that. I don't know. What I will say.
Why do you need to compare it to Kavisa? Isn't your question Hanasim Yosbirus and Yatsim Yurun Shavin?
My question is when you have something, if you didn't say like the called Mari Kirkus, if you don't think point out, say the Kesem Mishnah. So the Kesem Mishnah said only Michael, seems that only Michael Adam has these dinim. And Michael Behem, anything but less than Michael Adam doesn't have the dinim in Asim Yosbirus and Shavin. Period. Even though it's not entirely, they have some dinim because Michael Behem can't be used for the Malugma. That's not Laudam. Okay, so you have to figure out where that fits in. But at least it doesn't fully have these dinim. Okay. So then I would say, yeah. So then I don't know. I assume I could use Michael Behem for Kvisa Laudam also. Why not? Now, if according to the Marek Kirkus, we're saying is that Etzem, even things that aren't Michael and have a requirement of an Asim Birus and Shavah. And that's why Kriis would be excluded. And the only reason Kriis is not excluded is because, I mean, it coves him because that's considered an Asim Birus and Shavah. So if that's the case, then Michael Lehm also should be. Michael Lehm should be less than Kibusim. So it should also have a requirement of an Asim Birus and Shavah. So then why is the mutter from Malugma L'Adam? And presumably the Kvisir is a Kvisir L'Adam. So why would Kvisir L'Adam be a problem and Malugma L'Adam would not be a problem? So either there's a difference between the mute of Malugma and the mute of Kvisir, because the mute of Malugma is based, not based on Asmir and Shava, it's based on Inu B'Kederach, as opposed to mute of Kvisir. Or that's not so much the difference as much as that Dafka, Tzorach Adam, Malugma L'Adam is a special chashivus.
he's still stuck with the
Hanasim. Barney's
still stuck with the problem of Hanasim using Rion Shelley.
In which case?
By the Kvis, why do you have to come on to these Svaras?
What's Machlokas?
No, I'm saying that Kvis al Adam. What I'm saying is, it sounds, basically, I'm saying, either way, actually, either one of these Svaras. It sounds from this L'Chaira that. One second. It sounds as my recurcus that mini kibusim would be usur for krisa la adam were enough for the fact they're an usur birun shab. And Michael Behema, which the is not less than mini kibusim, a mutter la Michael, a mutter la lugma la adam. Period. Even though normally it's not lachol.
Why is malugma mutter and
right.
Kvisa zasar?
Right. So that's
so you're saying because it's.
I'm not sure how much enough community in the two approach. I'm just saying that in svar there are two different ways to look at it. One is, I guess nafkamiyu would also be chayes, would be some of the other cases. Would be zilos maybe, in the other cases.
If you're trying to fit into the drasha of whether Hanasim is Biron Shavis, then it's just the question whether it is Hanasim.
No, Malugma is.
Malugma is.
Malugma, it happens to Hanasim. Malugma.
Let's say it's not. Even if it's not, it's still Mutter, right?
Malugma is excluded. Because of
Mutter, Michael Behem, a lot.
No, but once the Gemara, the Gemara in Sukkah says. Got the one in front of you?
I have it here.
I just thought the reason I'm saying the mutter is because it is. And then you say he says that. Any other mahalach then have to.
So then the kasha flips to the Mari Kurkus. Right?
Then the
Mari Kurkus is good. Mari Kurkus is an awesome
Biron Shah. Bye. But that's by Mina Kvisa, not by Machal Adam. Not by Machal Behema.
Why Machal Adam is already Nifsal? What, you...
Malugma is a smite with Yenshav Lechol Adam. Right, that's what the Gemara says in the Sefer. It seems like everyone agrees to that view. So the question is, you have two different mutants from Lachla. The Rambam jumbles them together. Rambam doesn't say, well, not Lachla. The Gemara, one of them is because they're not, because in our Sefer Yenshav. And Malugma is because of the Yenshav Lechol Adam.
So it's really Lach. That's just the swear of why you were in my...
From Lach. They're both in my from Lach. Right. And so the point is, when you have something that is not my chaladam, and you're using the tzarech adam, are we... It has to be shvius. It's not my chaladam. I'm using the tzarech adam. Is that mutter? If it doesn't meet the standards of Lach. It's something that's not the standards of Lach, but the tzarech adam. So my chal behema, you see, that it's mutter, the tzarech adam, even malud. According to the Mishnah, you see that for Kibbutz also. Maybe it's even Mutter without Tzarech Adam. It's a third dark. And Mutter Stam. Could be it's a third dark. But for the Mari Kurkus, it sounds like the dark doesn't exist. So then so there wouldn't be Mutter. And Cook says it wouldn't be Mutter Krisa. I think it means Krisa Tzarech Adam. That's a normal case. Even though, it's not Michael Adam, and it's a Tzarech Adam. Why? Because it's not Lachla. So what's the difference? So it's one of two things. Either you tell me that
they're trying to say no. It's because it's ein hanasim yirin
shavah. What's ein hanasim
kvisa legabe Michael Behema. The same svara that
kvisa legabe. It's not good ein hanasim yirin shavah. Who cares? But it should be mutar tzarech adam.
Why?
Because ein hanasim yirin shavah just makes it not dumi zel achla. So malugma is also not dumi zel achla. That's mutar tzarech adam.
No,
malugma. The Gemara says achla hoytis and malugma. They both mean achla.
Yeah, but that's a different.
So that's what Steve's saying. It's even though it's both in his mind from Lachla, the Rambam doesn't, and the Rambam just says Lachla vol magal vaziv vol lachi lo mashal kisa, but they're for different reasons. And there's an nafgamina. The nafgamina is going to be if it's something that doesn't, that's not my chladam, the tzarech adam. Okay, could be. I mean, I'm not sure why dafka, but could be. Maybe malug mal adam is sering chashivas. It's not an afkin in terms of the. So you had something else that was nismay because it was eno tzarech ragil, but maybe place. Maybe let's say it wasn't. Let's say it wasn't malugma. Let's say it was some other. I don't know. No way. In ragil that wouldn't be hanar regila, but it wasn't consumed like malugma. Maybe wouldn't have that chashivas. You could probably come up with a case that's nafkamina, but that's. That's the Lachara was come to at least Lefi the Mari Kurkus Cheshbon. Again, if you look at the Kesem Mishnah, No, there's no reason to assume stuff like this. Yeah, it's the whole mitzvah tzarech adam, and you can take Michael behema l'chayra and do priest tzarech adam also l'fi the kasa mishnah. I would assume so. Oh, so I think l'maisa's 2 days in the kasa mishnah about a similar case. This gets to the end of the eighth parak. So the beginning of the eighth parak, go to the end of the eighth parak. The last mishnah eighth parak says, Merchot sheis chuska b'tevin o b'kashal shvius mutar lirchot ba mischashiv hu arei zeh lo yirchot. You have a merchot that was chuzak, but tevin kashal shvius. So tevin kashal shvius, we know, has kusha shvius, and considered meichel behema. Rambam writes in Furish, it's considered meichel behema. So the Rambam says, based on actually the Mishnah in the ninth pair, first the Rambam paired halachy test that ain't sorry from tevin kashal shvius, and shroyel meichel behema. The Furish, you're not allowed to be sorry for it. That would be leibud. Now you have this Mishnah that says Merchot just with having a kashal shvius. So you're allowed to be rochets in this Merchot. So why let me rochets in this Merchot? Mutar lirchot b'schar. Okay, let me rochets in the Merchot. There's no way to. You didn't burn it. Is it mutter to actually make fuel a Merchot to have a kashal shvius? So look in the Rash. The Rashi sounds like not. Posh, I think. Rashi is not explicit, but it's mutter lechot avagav tevim kashal shvius osur kristan lekamon. Posh and the Rashi asks me, it's osur to do it, but if guy is doing it, there's no way for me being from it. Either because it's quite a mevor, or because stam there's no way for me being from it. But that I think that's mashmos, at least in the Rashi. But if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, he has 2 days about this. Kesef Mishnah, Perakei Alochot Chaf, Elochot Shmita Yoyvel.
Sounds like the Rambam Perakei Shmita.
You think so? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, because he says it's a gezerah that they're going to start to do.
That's why you're not allowed to go into it. That's why you're not allowed to go into it.
Yeah, but Kol Shekein.
Oh, I agree. I hear. No, you're right. I think you're correct. Yeah.
And they're not the Kesef because they were going to bring other things.
Good. I agree with you. I think the Lashon Rambam is Mashal as Mutter. Shnei quoted the Rambam says that in Mischash raised all Yerchutz. Why? Because then he might be serving Bein Eitz and Mashu Ina Eitz. Kesh Yuta Avreich Amerchutz. And it sounds like it's the same. That's Rambam's quote here in Hechav. If I'm Chashu, also those are Shem Esig with Dvar Machayim Kelius Reicha Noded.
But what about
Halacha
Yotest?
And
you just say
right. Oh, the Kesef Mishnah asks Kash. The Kesef Mishnah asks Kash. Vim Toimer Halacha Chaf. Me'achas Shikasa B'samach Shein Sarav Tevin Kashal Shvius. Meishu Meichel Behemo Heich Kedir Hazik Merchutz Bam. First terrors of the Kesef Mishnah is V'yesh Loimer, Dim Husak, D'yavid. Okay, so it's Doch, the Sefer is very Doch, unless I think you're correct, Ru. Yeah, but the second terrors of the Kesef Mishnah, V'odish Loimer, T'lechatzchila nami mutil hazik amerikot, M'shem t'tzorech adamu, K'tis nankol she'inam yuchel meich adam osam l'ogum l'adam. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that here you have Michael Hema, and you're doing it, t'tzorech adam. So that's mutter. So Halacha Yotes was talking about being served heaven v'kash. Not sure why you're sorry for it. But I'm sorry for it. I don't know if you want to get out of the way. You're sorry for it because you want to heat up the stall for the animals. There's no blanket head to be served heaven v'kash. But if you're doing it to heat up for a miracle, it's sort of awesome. So that's mutter. So here you have another scenario, and he brings a right from Chaz Aleph. So Michael Behem is mutter for also in Tzorech Adam. Now, Shitas, so that's fine, because we have no cash from Kavisa. I have no reason to say otherwise, but that seems to be the Shitas of the Mishnah, at least one day in the Shitas of the Mishnah. If you're like the Mari Kurkis, that put some sort of a limitation on Kavisa, then Yesh La'ayin, why this, you wouldn't have the same limitation. Maybe you would have the same limitation, maybe you would somehow, but you wouldn't say it's mutter, you hold like, you have Shalak the Rash, maybe the Rash is a Raya, that, and this is not, Sreifa is not, say for home is Hasaka. So Hasaka, the Gemara says, is not an Abbas and Shava. Right? So this will be the same as Kvisa. It's not an Abbas and Shava. So again, either you back the same Chiluk. Maybe that's found the Rash. That Malug Mala Adam is different. Either because Malug was different or because Malug Mala Adam. Dafka Malug Mala Adam is different. But for some reason, that's unique. The Kesef Mishnah seems to say it's 2 days, whether it's unique, basically. It's come to 2 days in the Kesef Mishnah on this Nidon, which might be Machlok's Ram with Rash, and might be saying now Machlok's Ram, the Kesef Mishnah Mari Kurkis. Fine. And not shayla again, a shayla dina. What can you use when you have something that's temakash? I mean, it's reila mechal beima. What tzrachim do you use it for? Or any other thing that's not mechal adam that has to do with shvius? What tzrachim do you use it for? Tzrach adam. Okay. Weiter. It's nice. So a little bit of Parakhas Mishadal, that's probably the last thing I have time for. Omer Paul, hey, look, Isa Zev, like, look, all the Yark, Yom Schar, Mutter, look, all the Yark, Yom Schar, Oscar. So the Gemara said, this is talking about the Mei Shvius, the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that I can hire someone to do work for me, even if he is schlepping, he's doing a Peir Shvius. That's not tofes damav, but if I phrase it in a way that dumi du mechira, it's tofes damav. That's the Rashi and Vazar. So other Rishonim say, unfortunately, that if I say here's money and with this money get me a yerek, even though he's not, as Tosfos Vazar points out, he's not being kohen the yerek, so he's not selling me the yerek, but since essentially I said here's cash, I want a Yarek man afterwards, I'm paying for the Yarek, so yeah, he's the producer, he's the provider, but that's still considered Tofei's Damav. I'm unclear whether it's in the Reis and the Rabbanan.
I'm not buying the service.
So it's not, Rashi's Lashon there is that Lashon Sechir is Lashon Mecher, and the first one is Lashon Mecherhu, the Mashmal Kotli Shav Yarek. But L'chayr, it's not either way, it wasn't, the point is he's being Lokei Yarek man Hefker. So L'chayr, it doesn't matter whether it's the Lashon is in fact not whether Das to be Kona. Tosas and the Avodah Zarah says explicitly, we're talking about, if you Das to be Kona, of course it's a problem. Whatever I Lashon, I said, if you Das to be Kona, and then here, I'm giving you this Yarek, I was just Kona and Hefker, for that money, it's definitely Tovah's number. We're talking about, well, he didn't do that. And Afa Bichain, if I'm in Aseach, it as I view it as, here's the, I'm giving you money, I want a Yarek at the end of the day, that's leads me to Rabbanon, that's the form of Tvisa's Dama. Now the Gemara and Avodah Zarah goes on, Tavis says, and the Ram quotes Falacha, to have another case of Tvisa's Dama, and that's the case of Chamarim. That the Chamarim Shay Osim, it says when it comes to the Ayin Nesef, look here, and the Gemara says, Kadosh Scharim Kedusha Shvius. This is Halachas Bodam. The Rambam, at the Perak Vav, after going to the Mishnah that's Halachi Beis, talks about Halachi Gimel. The Scharim Kedusha Shvius. Why? So the Gemara Bazar says the Knas. The Knas. And but the Chamorim made a Knas because they have Nafish Agre, and with the Poel, Lo Nafish Agre, Lo Kuntzer Rabban. So Rishonim had Bala Kash, what Knas? Knas, what did they do wrong? A Knas means in Naveh, right? Never made a Knas. Well, what Knas? The guy is, there's nothing wrong with hiring someone to bring the Perishes. Yeah. Says, Shalom, the Tovah is Tamav, okay. Shalom, the Tovah is Tamav. Why is there a Knas? So look in the Rambam says that and the Rambam thinks it's based on Yishalmi, that Chamar Mosin and Perish Shvius Melecha Shvius Asur Don't Shevi Yosem Yidai. The Rambam sheet in general, the Sechora is defined by quantity. So if you have to go home, it's called Mat. So if a guy is, I'm asking you to transport a large amount, so I'm going to Osev Yosem Yidai, or I'm planning on me selling Yosem Yidai, so that I'm being Shtativ in an Isser, and then they made a Knas that any Schar for that, even though just Schar for the exertion, is Tofe is done. And how can every pole that? So he said that's chay nefesh. I'm explicitly the pole constant about mshum kdei chayev. It's chay nefesh. If you actually look at the Rabban of Rezara there, well, the Rishon Moses Kasha, the Rabban of Rezara says, lav knas adafka the lo avad yisuri ela knasvam she yinigu kushu yischar mgozum shami yifrum usam perishvies atzmam. Okay, either it means they made a gzeir of some sort, so that they don't Shema Yifru Osami Perishvius, so they don't actually use the Perishvius to pay. Because in some cases, the guy might, instead of paying money, actually pay with, the guy shopping Perishvius, and I just hand them Perishvius instead. And that'll actually be real Perishvius. And they made a Gzeira, Kas Lavdaf. They made a Gzeira on the money. So it's not a case of Sora Dafka. Abu Bishami on Perish Aveira, he must need, which the Ran says, Malkov of the Rambam. But he says, different Sham, what he says. Kloma Perishvius Achar Abir. This is another place from the Rambam. That the Achar Abir is Chalad permanent Nisr. So So now the guy's helping, giving this guy pay his lacha beer, and not to throw in the garbage, he's doing this plan eating, it's say to give him a chalz surus, basically. So they made a knas. They didn't make it, as we should point out, the Rambam point, they didn't make a knas every time I do that with machos of surus, my money becomes usur. But since there's a concept of tfisas damim on shvius, they extended the tfisas damim here to give a knas. You look in Tosfos of a Kiddush. Tosfos says, in Sanu Beis and Beis and Avodah Zarah, one line Tosfos, Chamarim Nafesh Agrayu Peirush, Durevichei Tvei V'damu Tvei L'Schayra. Says Tosfos, if I'm making a lot of money off of it, it's doing with a Schayra, and that's why they made the Knas. Sounds like it's Schayra. I mean, a Knas be Tofei Zama. It sounds from Tosfos a Kiddush Gadol, that even though if I am schlepping Peirushis, and I am getting paid a significant amount of money for schlepping payer shvius, that's schor. That's schor payer shvius. Or sorry, and schor payer shvius. But it's enough that's awesome. And they made a class that could be don't hold it to Tosfos, because other Rishonim, they're banned, they're around, they don't seem to hold it. So l'chor l'dinam, some wouldn't hold it to Tosfos. But l'fizeh, that's hard on the Otzer Bezdin. That's depends how they do it. But if the Fum Rieta, if this fellow is the mocher, not the mocher, the guy who owns the store is not the mocher, he's just providing services. Okay. But he comes home with a big, all year he's buying services, you paycheck just for buying services, of giving out payer shoes. Good. So that's Nafish Agrayu. So the Chayra, he's Nafish Agrayu for schlepping payer shoes, it's Chayra. I don't know. So if he tells us, you should write if the person is nafish agrayu, you should have a ha'ar and schar per shvius for the guy getting paid so being such a business, working so much, making so much time, schlepping per shvius.
What is he getting paid?
According to other Rishon, there's nothing. There's no cash.
According to us, what is he getting paid with?
Is he paid with money?
That's sort of a parashvius.
Yeah, I'm getting
to work on parashvius and get paid.
He's saying it's dummy. So he's saying, but there's no answer. It's just that it's always dummy.
I don't know. I don't think so. I hear you saying.
Only saying that.
I hear you saying, but the Gemara calls it a knas.
So what's the answer?
Schora dummy tefila schora. Why is it so? Why is schora lead you to clear to be his dummy? Just because it's a schora doesn't automatically lead you to be his dummy.
I mean, I'm not sure how it is.
Do you think it's a gzeira atu?
Something like that.
So at the very least, then there should be tfisas damim.
Right.
On the Otzer Bezdin people. That money should be tofes damim. That's the very least to be tofes. And I think the mashmos tofes is that there's an issue. But maybe other Rishbali tofes looks more carefully. Mashmos tofes is that there's an issue. The again, in the Fee, the Ran, and the Ramban, and the Rishbali, the Rashbun, and the Rambam, they disagree with this. So they hold it's not true. There's no such thing. So in a Chayim, so could we just don't hold that way. But it's our Fee, the Fee tofes. More quickly to get a chance. The end is
for it to be check the right measurements and everything. So is that Tofes Dama?
No.
That's also Dama.
That's true. I don't know. I don't know why they made the knas. Via the Rambam, the answer is because it's not a harbe. It's a fitosis. I don't know. I don't know why they would have made. Don't know. Maybe because they wanted it to happen. They just didn't do it that way. Fine. All right, the end of the Mishnah. I don't realize the Machlokes Ram and the Rashi. End of the Mishnah. And it has Dalek. Because Elko Diarko saw that. Avi Lachon. Tiger Pesar. Lachon Nachton. Tiger Punjum. Because Elko Diarko saw Avi Lachon Mut. Lachon is Sam Loisham and Eshvius. In Parachom and Eshvius. So, what's the first part of the Mishnah? Why is it Mutter? So the Rashi learns that. The Rash learns of Shana's Mishnah is that basically he's saying, listen, is that when I get Yaakov Sade, I'll give it to you. So since Yaakov Sade Mitzuyim, so the perception is here, this is a present, and you give me a present later. I'm not making it the assumption, such an agreement, is that no one's going to mun him for the money. He'll get it, don't worry, everyone's trusting everyone else. So basically, that's like we see in the late Mishnayos, there's no issue, there's no tfisas damim manaschinim. Even though everyone knows they give you a present today, you give a present tomorrow, but still that's not tfisas damim. So for the Rash, the issue of this Mishnah L'chor is the Sefer is about tfisas damim, which fits. According to the Rambam, the Sefer Mishnah is not about tfisas damim. The Sefer of the Mishnah is about Isser, Well, save it. The last line is definitely the Esrus. That's just the problem how to read this Mishnah. Because the last line of the Mishnah is an Isser, okay? Shein Parachol Meishvi. The first line of the Mishnah is about Tvis Dam. The question is, what's in the middle? So, if either Rashi is a Tvis Dam, or if either Rambam, the Mishnah is telling you a halacha in Isser. Rambam says, Ha'chlov Be'erashvi is Muteris. Don't you know, Kach Pri Zavatinli Pri Ploni. There's a heterotim Machlov Be'erashvi. Here's a forge in the Ram, you can't use Perishvias as the Pirom. As you see, you point out, just I guess it's clear from the Zev of the Mishnah. The din of a Purim Chol Perishvias is even if you are buying food. I mean, it's just the point, the difference between Mishnah and Mishnah. Mishnah, and also the Bayav, the Sapo, is even if you pay up front. Now, there's two different dins. One din, you can't spend the money on things that are not la'achla. Another din that you can't pay a choyv to pay a shvias, even if it was a choyv that was created by food. You're perfectly allowed to trade the payers for other payers. But if you don't pay up front and do ba'akrafa, push down the mission. It's a problem of piyoncho pay a shvias.
How do you know the rash isn't saying the grammar?
I'm trying the mission. I don't think anyone's disagreeing on any din.
I'm saying the mission.
Because he says, the rash says, kiger punyon.
Because the guy's giving you manaschinim, and
he says you're not giving it right away. And the reason why it's mutter is manaschinim. The Rambam says the point is really mutter is because it's a trade.
Doesn't manaschinim mean it's a trade? I mean, what's the difference to the Rambam between a trade? What's the difference between a trade and a sale for the Rambam?
Oh, maybe it's not for me. No, the feed the Rambam. I think they're going to the Rambam. There's a difference. According to the Rashi, it's nothing to do with Pirom Chol Perishvias. Manas Chinam is used in the... He says not because manas chinam is because it's hachlofa. He says it's hachlofa, but hachlofa pre is mutter. But it is mash from the Rambam that it depends how it's formulated. It's actually important. I should appreciate this. It's in terms of the definition of Priyas Chov, it depends how it's formulated. That if I say I'm Koveya Merosh, I owe you pay Roshvias, even if I don't pay you up front, that's not a problem. That's not Piron Chov. That's just I'm Mischaya pay Roshvias. If I'm just talking on the Milva and then I pay with pay Roshvias, that's the problem comes up with Piron Chov. Because at that point already, it's not pre for pre, pre is for the choiv, and then this is pre on.
That's when the Rashi even pre for pre might be a problem. It's only because it's a manaschinam and you're psychotic.
But I'm not sure the Rashi is dealing with Isser. Maybe. If that's true, then you're right. I assume the Rashi was dealing with Isser Damim, you know, whether it's Hofer Damim. That's the manaschinam. But I guess you're right. It's not foolish in the Rashi, that's true.
I thought he was assuming, assuming the Isser that you're going to say now. It's the only reason the butcher because it's a man's cleaner. I mean, if you would be actually be machlep and say I'm going to pay a pair of shoes for it, that would be a problem. It's only because you think,
and therefore, again, it's the that's why it's not man's cleaner. And then it would be tofes damav, or then it would be an isser.
If it's damav, it would be an isser.
It would be an isser. If I'm kovar, he thinks he disagrees with Amladina.
He thinks that if I
do it later, maybe I'll be a chiddush to the din. That if I give it later, even if I'm koveya what I'm giving, if it wasn't getter manas chinam, it would be an isser of an isser of
tzolah. What's a mucker for this Rambam that's more repairs through is good?
That what?
That's mutter.
I mean, you have all the places. You have the Gemara and Sukkah, you think. You can be lokeach pre for pre, right? You know, the Derech Mekach, the Derech Hillel, all those Gemara, I don't remember the exact prices. Fine. Okay, just one Mayer Mokum. Look on that last Mishnah, it's fascinating. Mayer Mokum, the Rambam, there's Machlokes Rambam Ravid, about Merchatz. The Rambam says that's Mutter B'Schar. You gotta pay for that such a Merchatz. And the Ravid says, and he says the problem with the other Mechashiv that you're gonna, he might put in a pay Roshvias. And the Ravid says that's not the Pshat at all. Pshat is, no Mutter has a B'Schar. If you do it B'Schar, then that's a violation of Yisrael's Chayr. And the whole other Mechashiv, that becomes like Schar. So, it's Chiddush in the Ravid. The Rambam, obviously, the Rambam held, what do you mean it's just Chayr? I'm allowed to sell you davar muat, pay Roshvias, so I'm allowed to take a little tevin of kash Roshvias and do a merchatz, but it should be the zel brzach l'chayr. One time, if we go the course of bath, one time is like a one day's meal. What's the difference? Why is that chayr if I'm paying for it? The Rabbi thinks there's an ish chayr here. Has an ish in Yud Gimel Yud Zayin and Yud Gimel Chav Ches. has this theory that this whole din of Davar Mu'at, if you do the Rambam, is with Oichla. But when the Mishnah, we said, learn in Parag Zayin, that if I take a Tzaba, can't do the Schar. So that's even if he thinks it's a Kolshu. Is Oichla, Davar Mu'at, Mahal Zagim Masuda, whatever Davar Mu'at is Mutter. But if I take Chafatzim and my own Chafatzim, if I'm Tzove and I take my own Tzava and paint with it and sell, a little tzav, I take a little amount of mipeir shvias, and I'm tzavei something and sell it. You think that's nesher schar? There's no davar mu'at exception. So that's what the rabbi says over here. Like, I'll take a little tzav nakash and make a hesek out of it and make a merchatz. They think that would be nesher schar. So that's a chazan shi'ar. Okay.
Thank you.